This is Arch of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Thursday, August 10th, 2006, and we have a special guest on the show tonight. As soon as I call him, we're going to be talking with Big Fatty about Big Brother. As you heard on yesterday's show, Chef Mark had not watched the Tuesday episode of Big Brother, so I couldn't talk about it. So Big Fatty has agreed to be my co-host this evening, and we're going to talk about Big Brother. So, and he's got some good information, so let's call Big Fatty, and we will discuss with him what's going on Big Brother. It's ringing right now. Hey, Big Fatty, how you doing?
What's up, Archer?
Not too much, just hanging out, thinking about Big Brother, and very happy that
you... And you immediately thought Big Fatty, right?
I did. If you listened to yesterday's show, you probably heard that Chef Mark and I were going to talk about Big Brother, but he hadn't watched the episode yet.
Correct. So well, it is. I'm ahead of you now because I'm watching the live internet feed.
I know. That's what I just mentioned to the listeners. So I'm hoping, I'm hoping that you will have some good information for us.
What? I have some gossip.
Oh, what can you tell us?
So, well, I mean, we'll go. We'll get into that. What did you want to ask me? First of all, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to ask you, how much are you watching it on the internet? Like, are you watching all the time?
No, not all the time. I have it on in my office over there at the coal mine.
Yeah.
So it's, instead of listening to radio or something like that, you know, you hear foul language coming out of my computer.
Oh, you don't have the headphones plugged in?
No, no. It just blares right through the office, you know.
Too funny.
Keep them guessing, yeah.
Too funny. Well, so on Tuesday night's show, we saw that Janelle won the power of veto
right,
and took herself off the block. And now,
gee, what a surprise.
I know, surprise, surprise. But then Danielle put up Kacer. And
right.
What do you think about that whole thing?
Well, I'm not surprised. I thought that they almost pulled a fast one on me because I had known from watching the internet feed that Kacer was going up. But when they put it on the show, they did the... And I need to put up a new person, Howie, you know, and
yeah,
and they took that pause. I promised you I wouldn't do it on, you know, my children's grave or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? So they even pulled a fast one on me. So
I was a little shocked at that, too. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not surprised that Kacer's up. They were trying to get, as you know, get her to put up Marsalis, but...
I'm glad she didn't, too, because I kind of like Marsalis.
Do you? Now, I liked him the first time he was on, but he's just annoying to me this season. With a capital
Why do you think he's annoying?
Well, he's just bitchy. He's the bad gay.
Oh, well.
So, unlike us.
Right, we're the good gays.
Right, exactly. Well, today, you've never seen the live internet feed, right?
I actually did see it when Homer was here in town. He has...
Oh, right, right.
He paid for it, so I got to see... Actually, I kept his password, and so I've been looking at it periodically. But yes, I have seen it.
Okay. Well, for most of your listeners probably have not, and not that they would care, but when Big Brother speaks, you rarely hear Big Brother speak on the show, but he's always talking to them.
I did notice that. He's always saying things like, center your microphone, right. You know, that kind of thing.
Marsalis, please go to the diary room. You know. Archer, please change the batteries in your microphone.
Right, you right. Know?
So, anyway, evidently, Big Brother has let Will know that he's evidently treading a little bit on thin ice.
Why?
Well, evidently, and I need to go back and look at the show on the website, but evidently he called Julie Chen sweetie.
Oh.
And, you know, Julie Chen is married to Mr. CBS, Les Moonves.
I did not know that. Oh, my God.
Yes, yes. So, evidently, that's not sitting well with Big Les.
Oh.
And anyway, I think he's treading on thin ice with that. Now, whether anything will come of it or not, I don't know.
But yeah, he needs to stop using those words and just be totally professional with her, I think.
Well, you know, she's the man's wife. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Don't call her sweetie. Also, last night, they kept zooming in. They were in the bathroom, and Mike Boogie was giving Howie a haircut.
Uh-huh.
And James a little trim. I thought we were going to get to see James's butt, but we didn't.
I would have loved that.
But
he is perfect.
he's good, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But they were giving the haircut, but they kept zooming in. You know all those devil ducks and all they have on the walls in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, one of them was missing.
Oh.
And they kept zooming in on that, so evidently there's going to be some kind of storyline that goes along with that.
Oh, you know, I bet that will be for the head of household competition for this week. Well, they'll have to figure out what's missing.
Well, it could be, because they do one of those at some time.
Yeah.
You know, what's missing out of the house.
Right.
Today, for folks that don't watch the feeds, they have something called a lockdown.
Oh.
And Big Brother will get on there and say, "House guests, this is a lockdown. Go to the backyard and close the sliding glass door." And they have to go out. Well, they were outside hours and hours and hours today. And that's generally when they're setting something up outside, they'll lock them down inside. Or if
right.
they're doing something inside, they'll lock them down outside. Well, they took forever. And they were all trying to theorize what was going on. And they were saying, "Oh, they're going to bring people back, and they'll be in the house when we get back in there, or we're going to have a pet in there when we come back in." And then Chicken George says, "Hey, Dr. Will, I think I hear a chicken inside the house."
Uh-oh.
So they were all up listening at the door, trying to see if there was a chicken. But I haven't seen a chicken on the feeds tonight. But
I was going to say, when you came back to the feed, what had changed? Anything had anything changed?
I can't tell that they've done anything.
Oh.
So you know, it's one of those. I don't know. But they haven't theorized yet either.
Well, now, another thing I was going to ask you about in terms of the feed, I saw on a couple websites that they have a Jack Shack. Have you seen that?
I have not seen the Jack Shack, but Howie is always talking about it.
Yes. It's the pool supplies, whatever box or container that's out in the backyard.
Right.
And they take everything out of there, and then I've seen Mike Boogie and Howie both go in there and jerk off.
Together?
No, separately. Oh, it's not big enough for two people.
Well, Mike Boogie, yesterday, he was sitting on the little sofas outside, and he was just grabbing himself and playing with himself, mm-hmm. sitting there while he's talking to people. And I don't think he realized he was doing it, but I'm not surprised that he's been in the Jack Shack.
Well, I don't really care for Mike Boogie. I would be more than happy to have Chilltown go, but
See, I love Will.
Why?
I just think he's funny.
He is funny, and that's probably why he's staying on the show. But
right, and I don't like Mike Boogie either. But I love the two of them in the diary room.
Oh yes, when they get in there, hello, Will. Guess what? You know, that kind of thing.
Yesterday's was priceless. "I didn't win the Power of Vita. I didn't win it either.
Yeah,
I got plasma TV, and I got $5,000.
Well, now, when are they going to find out for sure that they're the ones who won them?
Oh, they pretty much all, they all know. They've been chatting amongst themselves, and they've been running the numbers and everything, and they figured out who got what, and they know that Janelle has given up. She bought the Power of Veto.
Yeah.
Loss of Power of Veto.
Right, for next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
Right. So they're already plotting how they're going to get her out next week since she can't compete.
Who's plotting?
Well, it's a group called the Axis of Evil.
Oh, those are the floaters, right?
No.
Oh, it's not the floaters?
No.
Ooh, okay, now, who's in the Axis of Evil, then?
Well, now.
So you get a lot of information from that internet feed.
That's right. Axis of Evil is James,
Oh, yummy.
And Danielle and Mike Boogie and Will.
Oh.
And what they have planned to do, the first, you know, they're playing it very cool. And tomorrow night, they've decided that Kaser is going, but James is going to stand up before the group and say, you know, I realize I'm going out tonight, and although I really, you know, have enjoyed being with all of you, I'd like just for my season six friends to walk me to the door.
Oh, yeah. Like Chase did.
Of course, right. Of course, the season six people are going to be the ones voting against him. You know, it's going
to
be.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to be the brunt of the joke, and they're not going to even know it.
That's right.
So the axis of evil is working it pretty well.
Very good. Oh, that'll be good. I think I was figuring that Janelle and Kaser and Howie were getting on to the fact that James was really playing both sides of the field.
Well, I would have thought so too, but I think Kaser's had a lot more influence on that, and he absolutely does not believe he would do that.
Yeah, well, I heard that on Tuesday's show, but
yeah. So
even so, well, then tonight, or because this will be on Thursday, you think that for sure Kaser's leaving?
Well, unless they're pulling the really big fast one on everybody watching on the internet, you know, which, you know, with that group, who knows? But
well, it seems like
I think Kaser's going.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, it seems like the internet feed and the people who watch it all the time and write on blogs and stuff, they seem to know what's going on, because it tends to go the way that I read that they guess, you know, watch.
Good. Yeah. Should we have told people that there were some spoilers in tonight's show before they started listening?
Not at all, because the title of this show is going to be called Big Fatty on Big Brother.
Oh, well, there you go.
So they'll know that we're talking about Big Brother.
Now, which of the Big Brother's contestants would you like to get on Archer?
Oh, my God, James. He is so dreamy.
Is he the only one?
I wouldn't mind doing Will, I think. But as long as he, like, put a sock in his mouth or my dick in his mouth. But
oh, Lord. But Howie does nothing for you.
Oh, my God, no. No.
Jace did nothing for you.
No. Jace was way too muscular. Howie is way too fat. You know, even though I'm a big fat boy, I prefer them thinner.
I'm unsubscribing. I'm not listening to Archer anymore. He called me fat.
I'm not talking about you.
No, I know that. But I'm fat, too. But anyway.
Yeah, well, I just think James is absolutely adorable. I mean, okay, I have to separate what his personality is and his political leanings and his religious beliefs totally separately from his body and his looks, because I can't stand everything else about him, but I just think he's gorgeous.
Right, he's a hottie, and in the opening sequence when his picture's up there and he's just smiling, that's a really good picture of him.
It's a very good picture of him. And here's the thing: my boyfriend would certainly let me do him if I was ever given the chance.
Well, right, because he probably wants to watch.
He would. He definitely would.
There you go. Okay. Now, which one would the boyfriend like to do?
Well, the boyfriend does not watch Big Brother.
Well, of course not.
He would prefer to read a book or...
Perhaps he should do the history of Big Brother.
That would be great.
Wouldn't that be good? That just pull it all together.
From season one through season seven.
Exactly.
Well, go ahead.
Well, tomorrow night, I want you to just look at Howie a little bit closer, because he's getting a little scruffy on the face. It's not a bad little look on him. I'm looking at him now, so not a bad little look.
So you like a little bit of scruff on Howie?
A little scruff.
So obviously,
Howie's not bad for a 35-year-old, with the rest of them being much younger.
Yeah, but don't you think he's got too much of a little bit of a belly there going?
He's much better shape than I am.
He's much better shape than me, too. I agree. But also, what about him being dumb as shit?
Well, that's his place.
Okay.
Isn't that your typical straight boy? Although I ain't real sure how straight he is.
Oh, no. I think he's completely straight. All that kissing on Will and stuff, I think that's totally an act. I mean, he's just goofing off. But now, what do you think about those guys shaving each other? Did you see them on Tuesday night? They were all shaving each other.
Uh-huh.
What is with removing all this body hair?
I don't know, but they, and when Chicken George sat down to have his removed,
oh, God.
I just about vomited.
I know. I was so
that glad would they... be like me taking my clothes off on national television and saying, okay, shave me.
Well, now, I've seen you shirtless on the Little Fatty video.
Oh, Lord.
In one of those hotel
horrifying
rooms.
Things.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, no, not the hotel tapes. Please don't tell anybody about those.
Yes, go back in the Little Fatty archive and you can see Big Fatty shirtless in a hotel video clip.
Mm-hmm, please, mm-hmm. Please keep a bucket close by.
So true. So anyway, obviously from this conversation with Howie, he's your favorite in the Big Brother house?
No, actually, I would say James is probably... I like James and Will and Howie for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Just Howie's always half naked.
He is. He only runs Will around with shorts on.
Right. Will is always half naked. Mike Boogie, I don't want to see clothed.
Me either.
Marsalis, you know, go back in the closet, please.
Well, Marsalis, he does a lot of laying around. Have you noticed that?
He's done nothing.
He just lays around.
Absolutely nothing.
But now, of the women that are on the show, we've got Erica, Danielle, Janelle, and are there any others left in the house? Oh, I think we've lost Big Fatty. Ruined.
Ruined. Ruined. Ruined.
You ruined it.
Big Fatty to ruin it totally. Oh, Lord.
I was just waiting for you to ruin it just like you do on the Little Fatty Cast.
Every chance I get. No, I don't know what happened. We have a little weather moving through the area, so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if we may have had a little power surge or drop or whatever.
Well, that is no problem. But no, let's getting back to Big Brother. I was asking you about the women on Big Brother. There's Janelle.
Marsalis. Oh, okay.
There's Danielle, Janelle, and Erica. Are those the three? Are there any other women still left in there?
No, because there were no.
Yeah. So the three of them. I was hoping for sure. Actually, I was really hoping that Erica was going to go home the other day. You know, last week.
They are already plotting.
Oh, really?
They're already plotting. The Axis of Evil is already plotting to get her out of there. I think you'll see her go before you see Marsalis go.
Oh, that's good. I would prefer to keep at least the one gay guy around. You know, I'd like to have a gay representation in the Big Brother house.
Okay, so you've got Howie and you've got Mike Boogie. Okay, never mind.
Okay, so now, are they plotting about who's going to win Head of Household tomorrow night?
Well, James, for some reason, thinks he's going to win it.
Oh, I wonder why he thinks that.
Well, I don't know.
Hello? God damn it, Big Fatty, you keep fucking this up for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, if it hasn't been ruined to this point, it is now completely ruined.
Oh my God, it's still, it's like ringing. Do you hear the ringing?
No.
Okay, there we go. Oh, so, okay, we are back, and Big Fatty has ruined it again. Sweet mother of God, what are you doing over there?
I don't have any idea what I'm doing. I'm really not, you know, I do not use the computers nor the cell phones.
That's so. Right.
Right.
All right.
Anyway, so the Skypes is a combination of the two of them, so you know I'm going to screw it up.
Well, now don't click on any buttons.
I'm not touching anything.
Okay.
I promise. I think it's the weather.
I do. I agree. I think it's the weather. It's out of our hands. But
that's
anyway.
Right.
So
God is looking down upon the Archer Radio podcast with the fat one, and he's going, no, ma'am. Uh-uh.
That's right. And here's the thing. You've never been on the show before, have you?
I haven't. And Archer, I am delighted that you're having me on my 50th birthday.
Oh, my God. Is today your actual 50th birthday?
The 10th of August is my 50th birthday.
Happy birthday to you. That
well,
is
thank you.
Great. I
Isn't
am so
wonderful?
Pleased. Yes, I'm what so lucky gift. To have you on the show.
What a gift. What a gift.
I want all my listeners to send Big Fatty an email wishing him
Lord.
A happy birthday. And it's bigfatty@littlefatty.com, right?
Right. Or they can call the voice letter line.
And what is that number?
That number is 206-
339-6-FAT.
339-6-FAT. Thank you. That's 206-339-6-FAT.
I hear right. that so much. I've got it memorized.
Hello.
Exactly. So. All right. Let's get back to Big Brother before we get disconnected again. You were just about to fill us in why James thinks he's going to be head of household.
Well, I think he really wants it more than everybody else does. Mm-hmm. Now, he'll be fighting Janelle because, you know, she's not going to be able to take herself off the block. So the only way to keep herself off the block is to be head of household.
Oh, that's right. I had forgotten about that.
So, you know, it's going to be interesting.
As much of a dingy blonde as I see her, she's actually a pretty good player in this game, wouldn't you say?
I would say she's a very good player and becomes an incredibly dingy blonde when she's around Will.
Yes, I think they might even have something before the season's over, if they both stay in, that is.
Well, I'm sure that... Well, who knows?
Well, now, who would you like to see win the whole thing in the end?
Well, I thought originally that it was going to be Kacer or Janelle. Mm-hmm. I would love to see Will win it again.
Oh, my God, why?
Just because if you can come in there having already won it and walk around day in and day out with a shirt on that says, I'm probably lying.
Yeah.
And tell everybody every day, just throw me out of here.
Yeah, and that I hate you all.
And they don't. I hate you all. And if you can do all of that and manipulate those people who know what they're doing, it's not like they hadn't been in there before.
That's right.
Then, you know what? By God, you deserve to win again. And I think if he's in the final two, he'll win it again.
Well, as long as they vote for... Wait a minute, does America vote or do the other people vote?
The jury.
Okay, that's right. Jury. I couldn't remember. Then as long as they
vote... That's the other big thing. They're trying to decide when sequester starts.
Well, I was going to ask you that too, because aren't we getting to the point where they're going to make the table smaller? You know how they always make the table smaller when certain numbers of house guests have gone?
Correct. I think they've got one more this week and one more week before sequester starts.
Okay.
That would be interesting. Yeah, the table should be getting smaller soon.
Well, now, you know how in seasons past they have, well, at least they did last year, they bring back one of the guests who was voted out. Do you think they'll do that this season?
I think that they've been out too long for that to happen. Because, I mean, the folks that they would bring back in, generally they would sequester them.
Yeah.
And they're not being sequestered.
How do you know that?
Well, Jace has been on different TV shows and all.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh, well, I guess I won't do that then.
That's my opinion. So, yeah. But no, I don't think they'll come back.
Well, I think the biggest mistake so far this season is the season six people did not get together on getting rid of Will and Mike Boogie. I think that has been the biggest mistake.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why could they not get together on that and get rid of them?
Stupidity?
Stupidity, yeah. The other thing, too. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, the other thing, too, is I can't imagine why all those floaters didn't see the big picture that it was the five or six of them at one time. They could have gotten together and been an alliance and gotten rid of everybody else.
Well, and that probably is the biggest piece of stupidity of all of it.
Yeah, I think so.
Because they could have very easily controlled the entire house.
Absolutely, and for a very long time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because there were more of them than anyone else.
Well, it's getting good, and I just love the show, and I religiously watch it, but I have to get into watching the internet feed now that I have the password borrowed.
Right, but it can be a little addictive, so
absolutely, yeah. Well, now let me ask you a couple other questions.
Please do.
You are leaving town or something, right?
I am.
You're going to Atlanta, right?
I am going to Atlanta, and I understand that a lot of your listeners sometimes listen to the Little Fatty Cast as well.
Yes,
and
that's true.
If they don't, then you're getting the finger. But anyway, you know, I had tried to put together a little listener get-together.
Yes.
With the listeners over there in Atlanta. They're all getting the finger because nobody contacted me.
You're kidding.
Meh. Can you believe that?
I can't believe that. Well, I thought for sure you'd have a little meet-and-greet sex session or something.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm always up for the inappropriate touching.
I know you are.
Hello. But, yes, I'm going to Atlanta. My family lives there. And so I'm going to go over there and spend the weekend. And I'm going to go to a Braves game, which I like baseball.
Yeah.
And, I mean, any profession that you get paid millions of dollars to stand around and scratch yourself. And,
in really tight pants.
In really tight pants and, you know, hang around just other guys. You know, how is that bad?
Exactly.
So,
well, it sounds
anyway,
like
you're going to go do that.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a big weekend planned. And obviously you're going to celebrate your birthday while you're there, right?
Correct.
Very good.
Now, Archer, you know, I'm sometimes associated with those leather people that Remarkably Mark likes.
Yes, that's true.
I believe we've heard you discussing that with him.
Yes, we have.
Well, instead of getting birthday spankings, I think I'm going to go out and have me a little beverage this evening on the eve of my birthday and maybe give some birthday spankings.
Ooh,
what do you think?
I think that is a great idea. Are you normally the receiver of spankings?
No.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
You are the giver of spankings.
Yes, sir.
Ah, yes, sir. Ah. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
And does this take place in a bar, or do you bring them back to the sling?
Well, I had to take the sling down last night because I had overnight guests. And so... I'll wear my good belt to the bar.
Oh,
and, you know,
okay.
If they buy me a birthday beverage, then I'll give them a spanking.
Very good.
So, God knows, by the time I give out 50 spankings, I'll be trashed. But anyway.
That's true. What's the name of the bar that you're going to?
The bar that Mr. Vader and I both frequent is called Patrick's.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was the same one that you Larry always talks about. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He always has, you know, skids into the parking lot there.
Yeah. Is Larry into the spankings and leather as well?
You'd have to ask him that.
Oh, come on. Reveal something. Okay, here's a good question.
Tell
our listeners something about Larry that nobody else knows.
Ooh.
That won't get you in too much trouble.
You really want me to get in trouble, is what I was going to say.
Well, he never listens to my show anyway, so.
He unsubscribed.
Right. I know. He said, oh, you need to listen to Archer. So I started listening, and then he unsubscribed. So, you know. But something about him that nobody else knows. Well, he tells me that he's not as innocent as people might think he is.
Oh.
Now, what that means, I'll have to leave that up to him.
And our imaginations.
Right. But next time you see him or send him a little e-letter, or perhaps you can call into the voice letter line. That's 206-339-6-FAT. And ask him, say, Larry, tell me about your incident with the raccoon.
Ooh, okay, I'm going to do that. I am so going to do that.
So, anyway.
Very good.
And I think we'll leave it at that.
I think we probably should.
Right,
all right,
exactly.
Well, listen, we are going to wrap up this show, so I want to thank you. That's right. I don't have a countdown clock like you guys have, but...
Ruined again!
Ruined again. But I would like to thank you for being on the show and talking about Big Brother. And you know what? We might have to do this again, you know, another time or two, because it really worked out well.
My fatness is always available.
Excellent. Very good. Well, listen, you have a wonderful birthday today.
Thanks, Archer.
You're welcome, and have a great trip to Atlanta.
Thank you very much, and I'll be listening when I get back.
Excellent.
And I'll be listening to...
Archer Radio. And if any of my listeners want to get in touch with you, how should they do that?
Well, if they live in the Atlanta area, they can just look at me driving by, giving them the finger. And but otherwise, they can e-letter me at bigfatty@littlefatty.com.
Excellent.
And I believe we have some type of voice letter line, too. I believe that number is, I don't remember it off the top of my head, 206-339-6FAT, something like that.
That's it. That's exactly it.
So,
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks, Archer.
You're welcome, and I'll talk to you again soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was an excellent show with Big Fatty. I really enjoyed that, and we will have to do that again. Okay, boys and girls, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Bye. Archer Radio.